bring on the cavalry.
We're coming lower to the rising sun, and about a mile out, we'll put on the music.
The chopper, particularly the helicopter gunship, has been the workhorse of the U.S. military since Vietnam, and it's been the symbol of U.S. air superiority in conflicts ever since. But increasingly, the powerful symbol is also a vulnerable military asset. One well-aimed surface-to-air missile can bring down an advanced chopper. They're also prone to mechanical failure and crashes. A deadly day in Afghanistan. One chopper down, nine dead. Does the cavalry need to call in the cavalry? Reassessing the Pentagon's Valkyries on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We reassess helicopter tactics in Afghanistan a day after a deadly crash in that country that killed nine people. It's Wednesday, September 22nd. Good morning, Todd Zwillick, in for Celeste Headlee.
Hi, good morning, John Hockenberry. Let's get a check on the morning's top news. It's good to be with you. Well, the president's chief economic advisor, Larry Summers, will be leaving his post at the end of the year. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs hinted at a news conference yesterday before the formal announcement.
There will be people that have worked enormously hard over the past 2 years who make decisions to go back to what they were doing before the administration.
Summers has been directing the president's National Economic Council and running daily Oval Office economic briefings, but he returns to a Harvard teaching position in January. Summers has worked with the president on some of the biggest economic hurdles of the term, from the $787 billion economic stimulus package to the financial regulatory reform bill.
If we were at the brink of catastrophe at the beginning of the year, we have walked some substantial distance back from the abyss.
That was Summers speaking last July. His departure leaves Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner as the sole remaining member of Barack Obama's original economic team, John.
Hey, Larry, thanks so much for getting us out of the abyss there. Good luck at Harvard. Repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell will have to wait, apparently, after the Senate failed to muster the votes needed to consider a key defense authorization bill, which included repeal of that military policy, barring openly gay soldiers from service. John Forrett, a veteran of Operation Desert Storm in the first Gulf War and now a spokesman for a veterans group in San Francisco, says the change is long overdue.
It's okay to die in combat, but don't die gay, or at least don't come back gay, because if you do, we're going to throw you out. We're going to find out you're gay, and we're going to throw you out.
With yesterday's failure to reach the 60-vote cloture total there, the DREAM Act, which is also a provision in the bill, it's to help illegal immigrants find a pathway to U.S. citizenship through higher education or military service, that provision, sponsored by Harry Reid, also is off the table for now.
Italian authorities, meanwhile, have impounded more than $30 million from the Vatican Bank as part of a money laundering investigation. Two top bank officials, the bank's chairman and director general, are under investigation there. Two recent transfers from the bank to a German and to a U.S. bank were frozen after being deemed suspicious.
Floods in central Mexico have killed at least five people after landslides buried several cars in a town south of Mexico City. Remnants of Hurricane Carl have worsened this year's rainy season. 70 people have died in Mexico because of the flooding. Hurricane Carl blamed for 15 of those deaths. Here's a study that says paying teachers bonuses when their students excel, in fact, doesn't improve test scores in the long run. The study comes from the National Center on Performance Incentives at Vanderbilt University. More than 100 math teachers were offered incentives of $5,000, $10,000, and $15,000 if their students scored higher than expected. Researchers say the teacher bonuses didn't improve the progress of students over 3 years that they tracked. Asian markets are mixed. European indices down. Futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 10,761. The S&P opens at 1,139. The NASDAQ starts at 2,349. This morning, a conversation with Oscar-nominated actress Julianne Moore about her many identities on and off screen. We also welcome The Takeaway's special correspondent Femi Okeh with 5 years to go before the UN's deadline to reach Millennium Development Goals. How well are they doing? And let's reassess those helicopter tactics in the war in Afghanistan. Stay with us.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI, to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.